This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Let me begin with a question. What do we often hear when a woke business does poorly financially or when a woke bank is shut down? Well, the common cliche is go woke, go broke. I've used that phrase sometimes, and many other commentators use it to explain what happens when a company or a bank focuses too much attention on DEI or ESG or LGBTQ or climate change. But is the cliche true? Isn't it possible that the company or bank merely had bad management and wokeness had little to do with it? That's a reasonable question, so let's consider a different example. Imagine that many of the failing banks and businesses were run by evangelical Christians. And as we begin to see a pattern, we also notice that all of these Christian CEOs were fascinated with end-time prophecy. In fact, they were convinced that the return of Christ was imminent and thus spend less time and attention on the details of the company. After all, why put together detailed plans and programs if Jesus could return tomorrow? I think anyone looking at those companies would say that the CEO and the organization was distracted. They didn't focus on the company and spent too little time developing plans and programs for the future. So let's now return to those woke banks and businesses. If you are convinced that we're living in a world of systemic racism and nearing an environmental apocalypse, you might be so distracted from your true mission because you're focused on those social problems. And it certainly seems like leaders in those organizations took their eye off the ball. And they were also being rewarded and promoted for all of their virtue signaling. That is why I think the phrase, go woke, go broke, is an accurate assessment of what has been taking place recently. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.